Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14! 20th year of Brookdale Haunted Theater. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. It's November, but it's still Halloween with Greg and Alex on the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
And I am Alex... And it's Halloween, but our Christmas tree is up.
It sure is. Just the earliest we've ever had it up.
Yes.
I think it was partly me because I was so upset we didn't really deck out Halloween like we usually do.
So now you're like totally with decorating crazy for Christmas?
I just want to get whatever Halloween decorations we have outside gone because there weren't as many as we usually do.
Yeah,
I was kind of upset about that. And I just want to be like, let's just be done with it.
Yeah.
But we threw out a few, but not what we usually do.
Yeah, it was hard because the rain actually killed us with it because the only time we can do it is the weekends.
Yep, and it rained like 7 weekends in a row or something.
And then by the time it was a decent weekend, we're like, well, it's like a week left.
I know, it was already and we have a lot to put out. Yeah. So to do all that for 1 weekend, we should have, but there's always next year.
Yes, definitely next year.
But we are here to talk about Brookdale.
Yes.
Haunted Theater.
We are 20th year.
Wait, let me do this 20 times.
Oh, no.
All right, fine. I'll do another time, but 20th year. I'll do it later in the episode.
Great.
Don't worry.
Oh, I know you will.
Don't worry. Me.
But you already said it like 3 times. All right, so does that count?
I have 17 more to go.
Okay. You'll say it more throughout the episode, I'm sure.
But, well, first of all, happy Halloween to all of y'all out there.
Yes.
Again. This is our first post-Halloween episode. No, it's not. It's our second.
Good job.
Yeah,
because it's always Halloween.
Yeah,
in this house.
I know. Like every Friday is Halloween.
Yeah,
every Thursday and Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday and Monday and every
that
day.
That was confusing.
Well, every day is Halloween.
Yeah,
that's all.
Right.
Anyway, happy second Friday of
post
Halloween, and I hope you all doing well out there.
Right.
But we want to talk about this because this is quickly becoming one of our favorite haunts out there.
Yes.
It is.
I'm telling you, and I hate to use this term.
Okay.
But I feel like it's the most underrated haunt.
At least like the most unknown but should be known haunt
that's
out there.
That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
It's not like underrated.
No.
When you go through it, you're like, whoa, that's really good. It's just not known as much as it should be. And it really should be known.
And
that's where we're trying to help.
That's what we're here for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because they do their thing, and I definitely... like, feel confident standing behind
me too.
Our word to be like
1,000%
get there.
Yes. And not only is it good and well put together and thought out, but it's also you feel safe. You have such a good time. The actors are into it because I'm pretty sure, like, for the most part, it's kind of like what they do.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So.
And I think this is officially like a... annual tradition now.
Definitely.
To go.
We went like years ago.
Yes.
And then we went last year.
Yes.
And we're like, well, we have to go this year because...
it's their 20th year.
Yes. And most of the time with haunts, we're like, oh, you know, we don't go every year because we try to just, you know, there's so many.
Yeah.
So it's like to go every year, it's like we try to fit so many in each year, whatever. But I think this one, and it's kind of local to us. It's not so
it's
far away.
It's very close. And also a reason to go back every single year. Is that they totally change
completely.
The entire walkthrough.
And it's just as good. I was going to say just as good every year, but this year, I don't know. This might, it's so hard to say because I feel like I say it all the time, but this is definitely the best year.
They stepped their game up And we spoke to Sherry about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Which, what's up, Sherry?
Hey, hey.
Thanks for being so cool.
Yes.
So always. Kind. And I was kind of watching a couple of steps back, right, you know, right. after we spoke to her, and I was seeing how all the people deal with her, and they just love her.
Yeah, yeah. You can I definitely saw tell.
People giving her hugs and just, aww, yeah, I like I was watching from afar.
She's definitely yeah. enjoyable to work with yes, and for. And,
yeah, and you could tell everyone just loves working for her.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So well,
look what they, you know, she creates with them, yeah. you know, so.
Yeah. And I forget what I was going to say, but I think it might have been this.
Okay.
But when we were talking to her, she said that it's their 20th year and they did like the best of.
Yeah, exactly. 20 I was going to say that. I was going to mention that.
Yeah. And boy, did they step their game up.
Yeah. So they took from their 19 years before that, they took little bits and pieces of each one that people love the most or that they love the most. Yeah. And they put it into this year and it was perfect.
So I'm going to say this for the price that they charge compared to other haunts out there.
Yeah.
Which, listen, again, other haunts have like 3 attractions, 4 attractions, 5 attractions.
Hey, right. That's
so, yeah. So it does make sense that, you know, if you break down per attraction.
Right.
And the price that they charge, fair. Mm-hmm. But for the dollar amount that they charge, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, it might be up there with the best going.
Yeah. You're definitely getting the most bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What it is they just put so much detail into it and like really put the time into it. Nothing's like half done. Everything is, okay, this is the room we're doing. We have to go all out and every inch of it has to be done in this theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's nice that they put the work into it.
They do. They do. And I wonder like what the future holds as far as like theme next year and the year after. And
I know.
Like, I don't know.
Are you already thinking what to do next year?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But let's get into it because I want to talk about it.
Let's go.
And of course, we met our girl again, Adeline.
Addie, yes.
Addie.
Addie for short.
Adeline for long, Addie for short. Yes. It's funny, I re-listened to our interview with her from last year. Mm-hmm. And it's just hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is like, she is the perfect face for Brookdale.
Yes, and she has her face on a t-shirt.
And that's what I was going to say. Poster. She is the both.
Yes.
She's the face of the shirt and the poster for the 20th year.
Yes.
So cool. And not only is she on a t-shirt, she's on the poster, but they also linked up with like a local ice cream shop.
Yes, and, I saw.
Yeah, and they had her, like an ice cream named after her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then if you went to the haunt, they were giving out like a postcards, like business cards or whatever it was. And you brought it and you got like a discount on ice cream.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
So, yeah. And now she has her own ice cream kind of.
I hope she gets unlimited free ice cream. Only if she's dressed in her Addy.
Well, I think anywhere she goes dressed like that, she's going to get anything like, she wants.
Just go. Here. Take it.
Yeah. And then we met a few other actors and scare actors. Mm-hmm. And the ones that, like, when you walk, I guess, in the midway area.
Yes. Yeah. Before you actually enter.
Mm-hmm.
The
and they were good too. They were very
they
good.
Were funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were so in character. That's another thing too. None of them break character.
No.
It's funny. For this Halloween season, I feel like most haunts we went to, I think except like 2 characters, they didn't break character.
Yeah. It's weird that they were all, like pretty much every haunt we went to, they were all like
and
on point.
It used to be like bad. They would break character all the time.
Yeah.
Not here.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. And also, so they have like the midway area, which they had last year, and they have like food they sell and games to play and t-shirts to buy and all that stuff. So it's cool. I love that. You know, if you listen to episodes, I love when there's more than just a haunt.
Right.
And
there was a food truck, but it was ice cream truck, right?
Yes. Oh, was it ice cream truck? Yeah. There was a truck selling food, but it also had like snacks and stuff. They were selling popcorn and candy and stuff. And then this year, I don't know if they had it other years. I don't remember. But this year they had like a virtual reality add on too in the lobby.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So it was $5 and you were able to do like a virtual reality like horror thing.
Yes.
And funny story about that is that I went back after we leave and I was like, all right, let me run to the bathroom quick. So I went back in. I was talking to the person who runs the virtual reality and kind of just to ask them about it. And as we're talking, a father and a teen, I guess his son, he's probably like 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. came walking out of the haunt.
Uh-huh.
Escorted out.
Oh, no.
Because they were too scared.
Yeah.
The son had to, yep, had to be taken out.
It was, I'm telling you, it was at another level this year.
Yeah. And I didn't get his name, but the guy working in virtual reality, mm-hmm. I said, oh, man, how often does that happen? He's like, it actually does happen quite often.
Wow.
That people just get too scared. You want to know what it is? I feel
like people underestimate. Yes. So they go and they're like, well, it's a college. Like, how scary is it really going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Then they get there and the kids are like, yeah, no, this isn't what I thought it was
going to
be.
It's a legit haunt.
This is like top, like the makeup is really good because these people go to school to do this. So, like, everything is legit. Like, this is, and this isn't, not to knock any, like, high school type of thing, but it's like they're in college. Like, it's a whole other step up. Yeah,
I think that's the perception people, like, think.
That it's a school.
It's a school. Right. And how scary can it be? And they think back to, like, their third, fourth, and fifth grade.
But my sixth grade, eighth grade? My eighth grade haunted house that we did in St. Mary's in Staten Island, that was scary. It was actually the last year that any class was able to do it. Because that's all I'm going to say on this episode.
Oh, really? You guys ruined it for everyone, huh?
It wasn't me. I was always a good child. Sure. But it was, there was too much.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But imagine all going to college and, like, they run a haunted house there.
Oh, I wish.
Like, come on. Come on. The coolest thing our college did, I think, was had the radio show, which I had a show on it. But it's like, it's not a haunted house.
No.
I mean, listen, that was cool.
I'm trying to think when I went there because the radio show was... I mean, not to knock it. I mean, I guess we didn't say where we went, but...
Should we say where we went?
I mean, I'm sure, after I just said...
Yeah, so we went to the College of Staten Island.
But, like, for me, I don't care about the radio station because it wasn't a thing for me.
Thanks.
Well, you weren't there yet. Oh, I mean, anymore. You're older than me. You're an old man.
Yeah, well, not all of us can still be 14 years old.
Thank you.
So, all right. That's very nice. Imagine, though, going to college and just having a haunted house at your college. So cool. All right, so let's get into the 20th year.
Let's go.
Of Brookdale Haunted Theater.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah, no, but let's get into the walkthrough.
Like
now.
The actual. Yeah. I got you, okay.
All right, so Addie, of course, mm-hmm. reads the rules.
Yes.
As hilarious as she does.
Make sure that you hear all of your punctuation.
In one breath.
Yes.
It's crazy how she does it.
Uh-huh.
But she definitely sets the tone for what you're about to walk into.
No, she's too fun.
That's true. Yes. But I'm saying like she's
creepy. She's very good. And she's so creepy. And her makeup is like, makes you feel uncomfortable in like the best way possible.
Yeah.
But then you go in, you're like, no, she was way too fun. And it, obviously, I mean this in the best way too.
Yeah.
But you walk in, you're like, I didn't expect it to be this dark and scary.
I know. Well, it's not like dark. No. But it's, yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
no, the lighting is good.
Yes.
Yeah. So besides the 20th year being like the best of,
mm-hmm.
they of course still have a storyline.
Right.
All good haunts have storylines.
It was like half.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like a little more than half of the storyline and then thrown in some like best of.
Yeah.
But it was the Black Plague.
Right.
Taking over.
Yes.
And really just killing people.
Yeah, pretty much. You're dead. Yeah. So you're going through and everyone's sick and, you know, mm-hmm. help me and... It's going to get you, and it does get you.
Yeah, and you know what was I felt like, and I think you thought also, like the coolest makeup part of the Black Plague was? When I say it, you're going to know right away.
Well, like, the one I'm thinking of is like later on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was it the Black Plague part, though, or was it
I think
on?
So.
Oh, the ice.
Yeah.
She was frozen.
Yeah, but I think that was part of it, right?
I'm sorry. I don't remember if it was part of the Black Plague or... Okay. A part of like another scene.
But either way, that was like
it
the
was
coolest.
So cool. So she was in like an ice box mm-hmm. and it looked like she was supposed to be frozen. Like not Elsa, but frozen, like actual like ice. And her face looked like it had ice on it.
Yeah.
And I literally stopped walking and I was like, your makeup is so, and she didn't break character, but I had to say like whoever, like it looks so good. And I wish I could have gotten a picture of it to actually put on social media. Like it was so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was legit. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you know when there's... Like, you know when there's, like, frost kinda? On your window, but, like, it was... It, like, kind of rained, too. So there's, like, some raindrops, but that's also frost. That's, like, frozen. That's what her face looked like.
So that's, like, top five moments for me in the haunt.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with that.
And...
I have another one, though. If I'm going top five, and there's one that's up there.
Okay, go for it. Do you want to say it now or no?
Go. I'll let you kind of lead it, and I'll say it when you say it.
All right.
I know you're going to mention it, so I'm okay.
Okay. So there's that. And then, all right, let's just get into our favorite top five.
Okay.
Okay?
Go.
So do you want me to go or you go?
Okay, so I'll just say what I was going to say.
All right, so let me go into my next top one. Oh, were you sing?
Was
okay, singing?
Okay, you can go. You want me to sing?
Sing.
You don't
sing
want
a song.
You don't want that.
Sing your favorite song that is not on the radio right now.
Oh, my God. Moana.
Okay. Moana.
Make way.
All right, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was going to say we walked into a scene.
Right.
And I look up and I see clouds.
Yes.
With thunder.
Yes.
And I was like, we got there. When we planned, like, okay, we're going to go that day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh man, I hope they did it.
Yeah.
Again. Like, I was like, I hope they have it somewhere again.
Uh-huh.
And we walk in and they had, it's like literally just like cotton. Or I forget exactly what it was, but it looks like cotton, looks like clouds. And then they have lights underneath it or above it, technically. And it looks like it's like thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
And it's the coolest, but almost simplest
effect.
Yes.
All right, so can we like pull back the fourth wall on this one?
Yes, that's the whole point.
Okay.
It made me love it even more.
Okay. So this, I would say, top three, like, proudest
me too.
Podcast yes. moments
yes.
that I've ever had.
I agree.
Yeah, right? Top three?
Definitely.
So we went last year to the 19th year. And you know how we do the keep it, kill it,
yeah.
all these episodes. And legitimately, I was like, I want this scene to never go away, ever.
It wasn't even the scene. I mean, the scene was good last year, too.
But this effect.
Yes.
Yes, more the effect. You're right. So this cloud, it's like cotton balls. And like you said, it's like lightning and thunder. And it really gives the effect of like you're in a storm right now.
Yeah.
And we said on the podcast how much we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of our keeps. And we're like,
right.
gotta keep it, gotta keep it, gotta keep it. So walking through the haunt this year,
mm-hmm.
what effect do we see? That.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're talking to Sherry afterwards. And we're just saying, you know, all the things that
yeah.
we liked. And, you know, they really stepped it up. And good luck next year. Because mm-hmm. this year you really
right.
brought it to another level. And she's like, oh, funny you said, you know, the things you like. Because actually, when we were planning it out, we were talking about what rooms and this and that. And how to design stuff. And she was like, well, you know, my podcast people, they loved the lightning.
The clouds.
The clouds with the lightning.
So we got to put that somewhere.
So they kept it in there.
For us.
For us.
And that made me
oh my
so
goodness.
Happy.
Like, yeah. I was like, wow.
I was literally like, stop. No, you are lying right now. That's amazing. She's like, yeah.
Because like, I know like 99% of the time you don't listen to anything I say ever in life.
Hmm?
Exactly. But it's like cool that they heard us
yeah.
and they kept us.
Yes.
And they actually took like the best scene that we loved and brought it back for us.
Yeah, I know. That was so cool.
And I would think other people love it too.
It's just,
it's so,
so
different.
Cool. And you know what actually gets me upset is that I feel like I talk about details, I feel like people don't appreciate it. When they're walking through, they almost don't, they might look up for a second. But they don't look up and say, whoa, how do they make that look
I know,
so real?
I know.
They probably look up and they're like, okay, it's a thunderstorm. Like,
yeah.
And that's what they're like, okay, what do I have
right.
to look for?
But the work that gets put into that.
Like, you just don't get how cool that really is. And how it's like something so simple that we've, you know, found out. It's something so simple, but looks so cool.
Yeah.
And I want it all over my ceiling.
I know. Although as simple as it may sound to do, there's no way I could do it.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on the bigger scale
right.
of this
uh-huh,
one,
uh-huh.
that's a simple,
yeah.
you know, look.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they actually kept that scene and that,
for
well,
us.
Not the scene, but that effect.
Yes.
Because we said we loved it and how cool it is.
Right.
And I do feel like they know how cool it is, but now we like even like confirmed it to them.
Yes, yes.
Like, wow, it really is like
yeah.
legit next level stuff that we haven't seen anywhere else ever.
No, it's just different and it's cool
yeah.
and it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually makes you feel even more in the scene because you're actually surrounded on all angles.
Yeah.
When you walk into a haunt, if you look up, most of the time it's just like a ceiling or it's open because you're in like this big, you know, whatever room.
Mm-hmm.
So you just see like a scaffolding kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where
right.
with this, you're walking through and then you look left and right, there's walls. You look with whatever design they have there, you look up, you see the sky, like,
mm-hmm.
like not the outside sky,
no
made sky for you to be
yeah.
in a scene that you're gonna get murdered.
Yeah, I always find it kind of funny when, like, we're walking through a haunt and you look up and, like you said, you see, like, scaffolding. Yeah. You see, like
lighting that isn't on because...
Yeah, or, like, I don't know, it's in, like, one of those, like, bubble tents and you see, like, the top of the bubble and it's funny. Yeah. But you know what I actually thought was really cool? And I don't know if it was, like, designed for us to see it this way, but we go into this haunt and at this point we're, like, halfway through. Mm-hmm. We're making all these turns left, right, and, you know, straight, and then another left, another right, and down a hallway, and, you know, through a door. And we're going through all these different scenes. Yeah, you know, and it's like, works. And we're like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes in. I don't know how long, but we're walking a while. And I'm kind of looking around stuff. And I'm like, look at that. It's the back of the projection screen. Do you remember me pointing that to you?
Yes, yes.
So when you're waiting to go into the haunt. Uh-huh. Right? And I don't know, I was like, it's so cool because we've been walking so long and like how are we only at this point know? So anyway, when you're waiting to go into the haunt, another thing that I love about this is that you're not outside in the rain, you're not freezing, you're not standing, you're not cattled into a line with people bumping into you and elbowing you.
And standing way too close.
Yes, breathing on you. So this, you're in a nice, warm, temperature controlled
building
with seat. What it's a
theater.
Yeah, you're in a theater.
Yeah.
So and they have a big projection screen, and they either show movies or they have trivia. You can like go on your phone with app, and you just sit there. And there's indoor restrooms. There's snacks they sell.
Yep.
And you're waiting to go into the haunt, but you're not like torture waiting.
Yes, you're not just standing there.
Yes, and freezing and in the rain and just like we said, just people on top of you.
Right,
and,
right.
But you're like, all right, so you're waiting, but you're sitting, you're hanging out, and you're doing trivia or watching
a
movie.
And it's like a theme of like just horror and, you know, Halloween or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, what I was getting at, as we walk through the haunt, we're like halfway through, I guess, and we're walking so much, and I don't know where we are, and I kind of glance around, and I see like the back of the screen. I'm like, how did we get here? It's so crazy. It's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was like, it was cool to see.
Yes.
I don't know. And it's like, and you're backstage right now. And
yes.
I don't know. It was just.
It's like the people on the other side of the screen have no idea what they're about to get into.
Yes, exactly. That's cool. Maybe that's what it is too. It's like, I don't know. Just.
You're behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then another scene that I absolutely loved. And
the
build-up was so
the
good.
The Mayans.
The what?
The Mayans. Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know.
The drums.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Mayans.
Never heard of that.
I think that's what Cherry was calling them. I think. I could be wrong.
Okay.
The Mayan people.
Okay, maybe. But
if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you hear like this drumming and like you hear from like two or three rooms away.
Yeah, and you think it's just like the music that they have playing. Like you're not thinking like, oh, it's going to be a room that's coming up.
Uh-huh. And the drumming is like faint. And then as you get closer, it's louder and louder and louder. And you get into this room and apparently it's Mayans.
Let me see. I got to look it up.
Okay. So whatever it is, I don't know what it's called, but it was really...
She called it something.
No, it could very well be. Well, whatever it's called, everybody who went through this haunt this year knows what we're talking about. And there's these like people who are jumping around and jumping out and running around. And then... You get through the scene and you look up and there's one guy just banging on the drums, like high up
and they're like glowing,
on top of you.
Right. It's like,
yeah,
glowy
it
makeup.
Was weird. It was a crazy room that I was just so not expecting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were like putting like a hex on you or something. Uh-huh. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was.
Yeah. But it seemed like they were like chanting like a ritual. Like,
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Like they were, it almost seemed like you walked in, you're like, what are they about to do to me right now?
Maybe they were doing a rain dance for the room with the clouds and the lightning and thunder.
Maybe.
Maybe they wanted it to rain in there.
Maybe.
So, I don't know. Whatever they were doing, it worked.
Yes. And the build up.
Yes. That was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the build up. And then the payoff was like really there.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. It just, I don't know, all came together.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a build up. And it's kind of like, wow, that was it?
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the build-up for that, but not this.
We've actually been to one years ago in Philly.
I know you're talking about.
Uh-huh. That it was 1-2, Freddy's Coming for You, and they had it on the wall, and the song's playing. And you build up, you get to a bedroom where it looks like Freddy's going to pop out of. No Freddy. We ask at the end, where's Freddy? Oh, Phillies are in the World Series. He's at a playoff
he
game.
He took the night off to go to Phillies playoff
game. I don't know
game.
If it was playoffs or World Series.
It was World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
so
World Series.
Off. But it's like they couldn't just throw someone in a...
I know.
They could have had Freddie's
glove
mask
just...
Or that, something, yeah. Had his, yeah, his glove, or just had his mask on their hand and stuck it through the bed.
Right.
Like, come on. You can't have the whole scene and not have Freddy. Then forget about the girl. Make the girl dress up as Freddy.
Exactly. Yeah, because they had all the writing on the wall and stuff and the music.
Oh, it was
and,
a good build-up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Freddy.
Speaking of Freddy and the build-up and the 1-2 Freddy's coming for you, the reason why we used that to start this episode was because Freddy was there.
Yes, he was.
He was there.
Along and with, we cheered for him. And cheered for him. And I feel like when we do that in Haunts, the Freddy character gets very confused.
So confused.
They're like, no, you're supposed to be afraid of me.
Uh-huh. But Freddy is our number one.
Yes. For any classic horror icons, I am marking out for. Even if they're not my favorite, I respect it and I love it. And I love that they show respect. Because that's kind of like where this all came from.
Yeah. Yep.
None of this would be here if it wasn't for these movies.
No way.
So
no way.
I actually felt like Freddy wasn't getting enough attention this year. And it was upsetting.
Yeah,
me.
We really didn't see him much this year. No, we went and to a like lot of haunts.
In Spirit Halloween, I mean, kind of not the same, but it's Halloween. Spirit Halloween, they had like no Freddy stuff besides costume.
Yeah, yeah. But I know what you're saying.
They had like Chucky and Ghostface, and uh-huh, which I love. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Freddy's like, come on, he's OG.
Yeah.
Ish. He's one of the top three, you know, like the main three.
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. But yeah, so they had a nod to all the
Yes. Freddy villains. And Jason and mm-hmm. Michael.
Yeah. Or the OGs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Yes. I loved it. I loved it. And it's weird because even though it may not have been in like the plague theme, but it like fit into the walkthrough.
No, but it was weird. Like, see, that's the thing is the plague part ended, but you like didn't even realize it ended.
No, because it transitioned so well.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could remember exactly what scene came after the last plague scene.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Because I almost feel like it was like, it might have been like the rain or not rain, you know, the clouds. Like, let's just say it was that. It's like it almost kind of goes with it. Like, oh, it's dark and gloomy because everyone's sick and this and that. Like, you know, it almost was a good transition, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was. Like, all of a sudden you're going through this plague and it transitions into a room and is like these icon.
Right. Or whatever, you know, whatever was after.
Yeah. And it's like, whoa, you don't even realize like
you
just made that.
But like, that's why it was like that much better. Because you weren't expecting to see Freddy or Jason or anyone like that.
Right.
And when you did, you were like, both of us, I went crazy for Freddy.
Yeah. And again, that was thrown in because it was the 20th year and they took like the best
They off. Had 1 year of like all icons, which I wish we would have been able to get to.
I know. But yeah, every room just flowed so perfectly into the other.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And one other thing that I really loved, and I guess this was in a previous year, but there was like the projector face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why I like don't remember it.
I don't remember
as much. I remember it this year.
I don't know if they had that face.
Oh no, maybe not that face, but they had like a projection face, and it kind of reminded me of like Haunted Mansion.
Uh huh. Like the bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, exactly. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Uh huh.
She was
exactly. So, I don't know, but I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then she actually mentioned, Cherry, that they had, it was almost like lights on for like kids.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
and they were
yes,
able to change
yes.
that to something more family friendly.
Yeah, and she said they haven't done it in a couple of years and people are like super excited to have it back.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we should almost like, if they do it next year, we should bring the girls.
That'd be fun.
Right?
They would love it. They would absolutely love it.
It's weird. I feel like one would love it and the other one would be like, hold me.
Yeah, but as long as
like... But she'd like it, yeah.
Yeah, and as long as we're holding them, walking through it, yeah, they would definitely like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Those were a few of our favorite scenes stand out.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty much the whole haunt.
Which is, yes, but we got it, you know, we can't...
We felt okay.
We can't talk about every single room.
Yes, but we felt okay talking really, not in detail, but kind of detail-ish. Because they change it every year, so it's not like it's ruining it for you.
Exactly.
So we can actually talk about it because it's over.
Because we don't want to give away spoilers. And, you know,
we want
people to walk through a house and have that genuine reaction when they see something.
Yes, yes.
But now that the haunt season is over and they change everything anyway,
right.
We can kind of give a little more than we usually do.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Which still isn't even all.
No.
You know.
No. But I think it's time.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We got to do it. We got to do it.
We got to do it.
We got to do it.
It's okay. It's all right.
So keep it or kill it.
Yes.
That's what we do here during Halloween time. It goes with those slasher OG movies.
That's right. Keep it or kill it. So every home we go to, we find something. We have to find something to keep and we have to find something to kill. Whether we like it or not, we have to decide each on a kill or a change.
Yeah. Sometimes I just hate doing this, but it's got to be done.
Yeah.
We started this and we got to stick to it.
Yes. I think my kill is kind of a cop-out.
Okay.
But it's me, so it makes sense.
Okay. So do you want to start with that then?
I'll start with my kill because it's the same no matter which one I go to.
All right. Oh, so I know what it is.
This happens, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
So this takes nothing. And I hate it because I don't want to kill anything. I really don't. Because I love them and and it's their thing also. So I'm like, do I want to kill this? But it's me and I have to. It wouldn't be me if I didn't kill this.
Okay.
So I hate chainsaws.
You do.
I do.
You do.
And well, I don't want to say because I have it every year. So I won't say where they are. I won't say. Okay. But there's a couple and I'm just not a fan of chainsaws. But I was actually not. I didn't hate them this year.
Okay.
Because of the scene they were around.
Yes.
I'll just say
that. I understand.
So I was all right with it. But because I'm me, I'm copying out and I'm killing chainsaws.
Okay.
I'll kill one chainsaw.
Okay. You know what's funny is that I don't hate chainsaws. I don't love them. But I like them when there's like multiple. I don't know why. I enjoy it more when there's multiple as opposed to just one.
I'm okay with multiple. I know. I just don't like them.
Yeah. No.
You know what it is though? They don't come after you with them. They always go after the girl.
Maybe that's
for some
why,
reason,
yeah.
The person with chainsaws always comes after the girl.
Yeah.
And I just, it doesn't do it for me. So I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Is if maybe if I was able to see it from a distance more, I'd be like, oh, it's funny. But.
Okay. Fair enough.
But it's their thing where it is. So I'm actually okay with it for them. But I'm not a chainsaw gal. So okay. I'm going to choose that because I don't want to kill anything else. So.
Fair enough.
There you go.
All right. So let me get to my kill.
Okay.
And I kind of wish I would have. I went back last year. I listened to the interview with Addie.
Right.
And I kind of wish I would listen to How Keep It or Kill It because I think this might be the same one.
Okay.
And which means I actually feel very passionate about it if it was.
Oh.
But I want to kill and change the fact that Brookdale College only gives them one building.
Yes. That was definitely your kill.
Yeah.
I remember you saying this.
I still feel even more strong about it this year than ever because they had so much going on this year. And I know like it's hard to get everything into one walkthrough. And they do it. But it's like imagine if they had a second or a third building to have
different
attractions.
Their biggest like money making type thing.
Definitely.
Like come on.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as kind of like a whole month thing.
Yes.
So they might have something that's like a one. Yeah, and they do very well with it.
Yeah.
But to go a whole month with it.
Yeah.
And to do as well as they did, like, come on, Brookdale.
Right?
Come on.
I'm gonna go to that college and I'm gonna say, I am going to boycott and get everyone on board with me to get out of this college unless you give the Brookdale Haunted Theater people.
So here's the deal. Who do we have to talk to let the Brookdale
Haunted
Theater expand to another building? Who do we got to talk to?
I'm going to send an email.
Okay. I'm going to Yelp whoever this person is to say, let them get a second one. I'm going to start a GoFundMe, but what's that petition page? I'm going on petition.org, if that's the website.
Is it something like that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I'll tell you this. I've watched multiple times, Saved by the Bell episodes. And I've learned many things about how Zach Morris gets things done.
You know what's funny is I actually messaged Janelle today.
Really?
Because it's 33 years since the caffeine episode.
Really?
Yeah, and Janelle was like, 33 years? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. And I was like, crazy? Because it's as old as me. And the only reason I watched it so much because my sister watched it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed 33 years.
No, oh my gosh. No.
I could have said if you said 25 years, I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but it's
right.
Like almost.
Yeah, no,
years
I'm just
more,
saying. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so I've learned many things from Zach Morris. And whatever I got to do to get them another building to expand this haunt, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Well. So who do I got to speak to? Yeah, so that's my kill.
Okay.
Just letting them expand to a second or third or fourth or fifth building. But really a second one. Let's start with two.
Yeah, let's
yeah. Yeah, but really, like, I would love to see what they can do with even more.
Me too.
They got something special
going on.
Imagine
them being
there.
Able to do two attractions.
Oh my goodness. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to see, like, what they would come with.
Oh, I'm sure. They'd be, because I feel like when you go through their walkthrough, it's so long. And the obviously, that's
a
good thing.
A great way, yeah.
And it's like they could break it in half and like expand. The plague story could have been the entire walkthrough, and then the other one could have been 20 years.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So come on.
That would have been, yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Right.
Get another building.
So, there
double
you go.
Double your money, double your fun.
Yeah, double mint gum.
That's right.
There you go. All right, speaking of double mint gum, what's your keep?
You're an idiot. My keep, I'm going to go with, I mean, I kind of have to. I'm challenging them.
Okay.
And I'm keeping the clouds. But listen, if it does not fit next year, please do not feel like you need to keep it.
Yeah, no.
But just know that we appreciate it so much, mm-hmm. and we loved it so much, and we will always love it, whether it's there or not.
Okay.
So that's what I'm keeping. And that's it.
So my keep is, since you listened last year and you kept our cloud effect, I want you to keep this entire walkthrough for next year. Don't change anything.
They don't do that.
No, but that's my keep, though. Just everything exactly the same.
That is more of a cop-out than me saying change.
Okay, fine. So I won't do that. All right. So this keep actually is something that we didn't even experience when we were there.
Okay, I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Well, right. I think.
Okay, so you might. So yeah, this is something that Brookdale Haunted Theater does. Mm-hmm. And it was on other nights that we weren't there. Mm-hmm. But they have like theme nights and stuff.
I didn't know you
were. Oh, really? What did you think I was going to say?
The virtual reality, just because it's something different.
Oh, no. Yeah. So there was one night where they have that big movie screen and they play like, I believe it was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so they had like a night of that. So you can like literally do a haunt and a movie.
That's so cool.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's
so they have these like theme nights and they're playing movies and you walk through a haunt. And you know, like dinner and a movie, you can do like dinner and a haunt.
Dinner, haunt, and movie.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And they do sell food there and snacks.
They do.
But yeah, so I love that they do like these theme nights.
That must be fun. There's all these songs.
And then I know they had on an Instagram page, they're having like a Mario Kart tournament.
That?
Yeah.
Is so college.
Up. I know. So I love it. Like,
what a fun college to
be
at.
I know.
Our college sucked. They did nothing like this.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's so much fun.
So I love the fact that they're just expanding more and more.
Yes. Yeah.
And adding things and giving people a reason just to like go on certain nights and multiple nights and keep going back.
Yeah. That's cool.
So yeah, that's my keep. Just all these like extra things that they keep adding.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I'm with that.
All right. So that's how keep it or kill it for Brookdale's 20th year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there is something that I would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like a crush promotion here.
Okay.
Not with us.
Okay.
But Addie.
Yes.
Right? Is the face of Brookdale this year.
Right.
Right. On the posters, on the t-shirts. And I think maybe we should try to do like a match.
Oh, goodness.
Like, you know, match.com?
Oh.
With Jonathan from Conover Killings. Can you imagine?
Oh, but imagine though. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Now, both of these people may have significant others in real life.
Well, they can just match as friends.
Or like their characters.
Yes, their characters match. That's what I mean.
I'm actually thinking like maybe they really would match. But
how great of like a character match.
That's
with Addie and
like
Addie's
such a big, bubbly, crazy personality. And Jonathan's just quiet.
Yeah.
And he'll just kill you.
So there's another haunt in New Jersey and another, you know, favorite of ours.
Yes. That great people.
That we've grown to love. Yes. And they're a somewhat newish haunt just starting out. But their social media game is so on point.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it's Conover Killings. And Jonathan is the face of their haunt.
Yes. Which he's the killer.
Yeah. And I would love to have Jonathan and Addie.
Oh, my God. Imagine, imagine like social media videos of them like going and doing like stuff that Jonathan would like. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny if they made videos together.
I know. Like, we have to have this set up, even for like a one-time meetup. We have to.
And they could just cross-promote each other.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But even without cross-promoting, even with whatever, like, they just have to meet. Because, like you said, they like...
Complete opposites.
Yes. And opposites attract. But they're like, you know, they both have the love for, like, horror.
Yeah.
But they're and they're both
crazy,
yeah.
But in different ways. Mm-hmm. But in the same way. It's weird.
And they both have, like, a... You know what it is? They both have, like, a dark sense of humor.
Yes. And they're very distinct characters,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, this has to happen.
It does. So Jonathan from Conover Killings and Addie from Brookdale Haunted Theater.
That's it.
We have to have them meet.
You guys are gonna be best friends.
They can go out to ice cream together.
Yeah.
They can go out to get ice cream together.
And he can use his axe to eat it.
So I am gonna try to do what I can to have...
That'd be pretty funny.
...some sort of video set up for them to meet. Even That's if hysterical. Just once. But I think it would be hilarious.
But imagine having a video of them in, like, an ice cream parlor, like, going to get ice cream.
I know.
And, like, there's normal... I don't want to say normal. And there's
just regular guests.
Eating ice cream. And they're like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
So, I don't know. I think that would be just gold.
I keep, like thinking of things now.
I know. Believe me, like, I thought of this a couple nights ago. Like, I cannot wait to drop this.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
This is my key.
But they're both very funny in their own way.
Yes, exactly.
Super entertaining. And Jonathan doesn't talk. Doesn't say a word.
No, it doesn't say a word.
No. Does not speak.
But, like, is funny.
But he speaks with, like, his mannerisms. And the way he, you know, goes about his business.
Right.
And Addie, I feel like she maybe says a word here or there.
Yes, every once in a while,
Adeline, she might, you know, come out with something, but I think they would be hysterical together.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really, really, really want to try to, like, have them meet.
I totally agree with this.
So
it needs to happen.
That's my goal and dream coming out of the 2023 haunt season, leading into next year.
Okay.
But I don't even want to wait till next year to do this.
No, you have to.
All right.
It has to be like haunt season's approaching.
Yeah.
It has to be like August 1st.
Okay. But it would be funny if, like, leading up to it now, they're kind of like shooting their own videos of, like, you know, like Jonathan puts like a profile picture or something.
No, it would be funny if, like, they're just both walking on the street and they see each other and they're like, give a nod, like, what's up?
But imagine I'm, like, walking down the street holding hands and she's holding an ice cream cone, he's holding his axe.
Oh, my God. Or she can't even hold the ice cream cone because she has the things on her hands.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
That's definitely going to be more of a conversation after we stop recording.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's continue and we can talk about it more later.
Okay. Deal.
But anyway.
That's funny.
Brookdale, 20th anniversary. Sorry it's over because I loved it.
I know.
Yeah. But doesn't mean like 21st year isn't going to be anything good because I know they're going to. Yeah.
They always.
And I'm sure, like we said, they're already planning this out and talking about it. So, and they're already excited about what's to come.
Yeah.
So make sure you get to it because it's different every year. And these gay actors, they're so on point, so passionate.
Yes.
They play their roles so perfectly.
You can tell they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. And one other thing I want to say about this one as well. And unfortunately for us and the month of October and all the other outdoor haunts, it rained every weekend.
Oh my goodness, I know.
But what better place to go on a rainy night?
Exactly.
Than like this place that is just so
you park,
fun.
You walk to the building.
Free parking with plenty of signs of which building to get to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is cool because like as you're driving, there's like arrows with like
light
up,
and you're like
solar
you.
Lights and yeah. Mm-hmm. But free parking, it's not a long walk into the building.
No.
And then you pass a little midway area and you can play the games under a tent.
Yes.
And you win prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We won a wristband.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
So, yeah. A little souvenir we got to bring home.
Exactly.
And you can go in and have snacks and watch a movie or play trivia and go through the haunt. And it's a good night. Yeah. And also, I was thinking, too, it'd be like a perfect night, too, if you had like a Halloween party later that night. To like, you know, combine it with that. Do the haunt and then do the party at night. And I don't know. There's so many things that you could mix and match with this. And it's just the place to go every year.
Yeah. So it needs to be more known.
It does. And that's what we are hoping to do is get the word out. Because they deserve it. They do. They work hard.
Yes,
they love it. They're passionate. And it's just a great haunt all around. It's a lot of fun. And you'll really enjoy yourself.
Definitely.
You will. And it is actually, too. It's not like over the top for like young kids. Like,
no, you know, right. Yeah, yes, yes.
It's not one of these like extreme haunts where like, you know, you have to be 18 and sign a waiver. And, you know, it's scary for adults. And
I feel like the only reason, well, not the only reason, but I feel like the main reason why kids are like, yeah, I can't do this, is because they're not expecting it.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So we're letting you know it's scary. Right.
But yes, but my thing is that it's appropriate for them. It's not like these other haunts where like they cross the line and, you know, it's appropriate for ages, but definitely scary enough that it'll get everyone.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So yeah, so that's that. Anything else you want to say?
I can't wait for next year.
I know. We should try to get either Addie or somebody else to get on early in the year.
Yeah.
You know, September.
Yeah.
To talk about what,
oh,
what
definitely.
21st year is about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, all right. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, everyone out there. All the actors, you were great.
Mm-hmm, you were.
The makeup was next level.
Yes.
And the scenes are just so different. So, thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everybody out there. We had a great time.
Yes.
So,
as always.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I guess that's that. We'll end it here.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up. Let us know. Love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
And once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. So, until next week for another Haunted House episode.
It's never ending.
Yeah, we pretty much go straight through from Haunted House and then hit right into like Christmas holiday season.
Yeah, my birthday.
So, yeah. So, boom. We pretty much skip like whatever November may have to offer.
Pretty much everybody does.
Besides Thanksgiving. But yeah. Maybe we've done a Thanksgiving episode before.
Yeah.
We have. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we're going to get to it this year because we have too many haunts still to get to.
Yeah.
So from haunt to Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all our New Year resolutions of getting Jonathan and Addie to meet.
That's what I'm asking Santa for.
But yeah, hit us up. Love hearing from you guys. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.